AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Minnesota man has confessed to abducting and killing 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling nearly 27 years ago, recounting the crime that long has haunted the state with the tales that included Jacob asking, right after he was taken, "What did I do wrong?" Danny Heinrich made that admission as he pleaded guilty to a federal child pornography charge that could keep him locked up for at least 20 years, with a civil commitment possible after that. Asked whether he had abducted, sexually assaulted, and murdered Jacob, Heinrich said, "Yes, I did." Republican Donald Trump tells a gathering at Virginia Beach, Virginia, that the national debt has ballooned under President Obama.
He's doubled our national debt, doubled it. It's going to be close to $20 trillion when he leaves, $20 trillion.
And during a campaign event in Tampa, Florida, Democrat Hillary Clinton says Trump has been bad for veterans.
His companies, Trump companies, have fired veterans because they had to take time off to fulfill their military commitments.
Both candidates have been trying to woo veterans, Trump touting a letter signed by 88 retired admirals and generals backing him, while Clinton claims she has 90. Former Fox News anchor Greta Carlson settles her suit against the former network boss.
According to someone familiar with the terms of the settlement, 21st Century Fox is paying former anchor Gretchen Carlson $20 million. The company also issued a statement of apology. "We regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve," it reads. Carlson filed suit in July, charging she'd been demoted and then let go by the network for refusing the sexual advances of then-Fox News chief Roger Ailes. He was forced out after an internal investigation turned up numerous similar accusations. Carlson says in a statement she's gratified the company took decisive action. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. A judge in suburban Philadelphia tells prosecutors and defense attorneys in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case to be ready for trial by early next summer. Here's the AP's Mary Claire Dale.
Judge Stephen O'Neill would like to get the trial underway sooner, but defense lawyer Brian McMonagle says he has other trials scheduled through the spring. So O'Neill says the latest he wants the trial to get underway is June 5th of 2017.
Prosecutors say 13 women who have accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them over a four-decade span are willing to testify. Cosby has only been charged in the case involving Andrea Constand, who says he molested her in 2004. Former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner has been released from jail 3 months after being sentenced to 6 months for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman on campus. Today, he registered as a sex offender in Greene County, Ohio, where his parents live. He will also have to serve 3 years supervised probation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.